This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Bob Oakes. The federal COVID relief package faces an uncertain fate after President Trump called it a disgrace and demanded changes. But even if the plan goes through, some unemployed Massachusetts residents say more needs to be done. As it sits now, the package includes $600 relief checks and extends unemployment benefits. But those steps may not be enough for people who have no job prospects in sight. WBUR's Ininjor and Wameka introduces us now to one former hotel worker who's been unemployed for months.
Usually this time of year, Ahmed Jaya would be welcoming guests to the Omni Parker House Hotel for holiday parties. He's worked as a doorman there for 15 years.
Normally now we are at the high season, so party after the other. Christmas parties, limousine everywhere, the girls, they dressed up, the boys, they dressed up, you know, it's really good, you know, but not this year.
This year, the hospitality industry has struggled. Jaya was laid off from the Omni Parker House back in March, around when businesses were ordered to close down because of the pandemic. He started working at the hotel just a couple of years after he moved to Massachusetts from Morocco. Jaya now spends most of his days at home in Everett with his wife and three daughters. He's been looking for jobs, but hasn't had any luck.
It's really hard, you know, to find a job during the pandemic.
Jaya is usually the one who works while his wife, Khadija, stays home with the kids, including a baby who'll soon turn one. He says he gets roughly $400 a week in unemployment benefits, but it's not really enough. And the bills keep coming.
Hi, Khadija.
Hi, how are you?
You know, it's not bad.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, I'm talking about, you know, I just received a notice, you know, from the healthcare insurance plan. They sent a notice. They said the healthcare plan is going to expire at the end of this month. Yeah, you know.
So more bills?
I know. It's like we don't have enough bills and they send us another bill, you know, extra. What are you going to do? Life is there like that.
Jaya hopes life isn't like this for much longer. He has just one more unemployment check coming. He plans to apply for extended unemployment benefits through the state. And like many people, he's hoping for more federal relief. But he doesn't like what Congress has come up with.
It comes like a slap on the face. 600 after 7 months.
Jaya says the COVID relief should be at least what it was in the spring, $1,200, or even higher, like in Canada.
You know, to be honest with you, I never wished to be Canadian, but now I wish to be Canadian. Because when you see Canadian, you know, they get like $2,000 stimulus check every month. That's really good. That's the way how the government is supposed to stick with their citizens, because we are taxpayers.
But Jaya is finding some of his own moments of relief. He's taken up running during the pandemic.
Just, you know, to keep myself, you know, away from depression or something, you know.
And he keeps up with his middle daughter's latest school art projects.
What I see in here, you know, you're coloring like two, a girl and a boy.
They that was play. In Mexico.
That was in Mexico? Oh, that's so cool. And what they playing with? They playing with candies and stuff?
That's a piñata.
Okay, that's a piñata. And who's this? Who's
that? Jaya says he'd love to go back to work at the Omni Parker House. His union, Unite Here Local 26, is trying to reach an agreement with the hotel to bring back workers like Jaya once it's fully operating. Jaya says that kind of deal would provide at least some security, even as the pandemic continues. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Zininjor and Wameka.